You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hello and welcome to Start, Sit, Cut. I'm your host, Nux McCoy. Joining me as always, is it a bad grip or should he just wear gloves? It's Jason Waterfalls.
Brock Purdy, is that who we're talking about?
Does he have little baby hands and I just didn't know about it? Because it felt like he had baby hands.
He's just a little baby boy. Ultimately, what is it? And that's not a shot. He looks like a little guy. He dresses.
I mean, it is a shot. You just need to own it. It is a shot. It is.
He's a cute little guy.
What? Watch.
That's not a shot.
He looks like a child. He looks like a child playing upward at your local church. That's a shot, Brock. I'm sorry, you do. My even Ashley walked in and saw him being interviewed, and she goes, "That person looks like a child. He looks like a child." And he does, especially when he stands behind the offensive line. And it's like, how's this guy going to throw a ball? How's he going to see? How does he know where it's going?
I don't know if we've talked about it on the pod or not. He looks exactly like John Harbaugh. You've seen that side by side, right?
With an updated haircut, you're exactly right.
So you've not seen this. Okay, hold on.
I haven't seen the side-by-side, but Brock has a better haircut than any of the Harbaughs, even the Jack. And that's not a shot. That's just a fact, right? That's how that works. You know, if it's a fact, it's not a shot. If it's your opinion and it's rude, that's a shot. Yeah, I mean, man, or I'm looking at the visual evidence. He really does look like his son. I would love to see a conspiracy theory.
The only thing is the hair goes the other way. But look, you're like saying like Brock Purdy has better hair. It's almost exactly the same hair.
As someone who's still holding a sizable bet on Brock Purdy to win NFL MVP, I have mourned that money.
Okay,
I know it's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Wouldn't have been hilarious, though, if it did, because he looked really bad.
He looked bad, but he led them down a drive at the end to win, so...
Yeah, he did. And kudos. And I feel like that's been the Brock Purdy experience in the roller coaster is like not great, like in the middle, but at the beginning and the end when it matters, it's fine, I guess. My question is, was he good or was the play calling better? And it was just like, hey, let's get some open throws to like our good guys. Maybe we should do that.
Look, I don't think he's Patrick Mahomes. We'll get into that throughout the episode, but I think that he's above the fray. I think he's above most quarterbacks, but would Kyle Shanahan rather have somebody else? Yes.
Would you rather have Baker Mayfield than Brock Purdy?
Yes.
I just want to be honest with you. It could get real dicey if you keep asking me that question with a lot of different teams, because I'm going to say yes a lot of times.
I love Baker.
I love Baker too. I haven't always loved Baker. I haven't been sure about Baker. This year did it for me. Kudos to him. I know it ended like on a sucky note, but what a game. I'm really happy for him. Jason, you know, I'm going to ask what's good. And if this is where you want to talk about your immense heartbreak, you are free to do that.
My heart is full. I have friends that I text with that are so nice to me.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people checking in on me and saying that I might have jinxed the team that I was rooting for this season. You know, there's just a lot to hang my hat on right now. So that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing in life.
Now, I would just, let me defend you for a minute. I'm going to be a public defender. Okay?
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. But for the people saying you jinxed the Bills, was it your decision to trust Ken Dorsey for half the season, which threw your playoff hopes into peril? Was it your decision to injure essentially the entire defense, which we texted about the defensive injuries graphic at the beginning of the game? And it was like, oh, man. Like, that's kind of curtains right there, because literally everyone is gone from the original defense. That's not your fault. I don't think the jinx is that powerful. Do you want to talk about Josh now, or do you want to wait?
I'd like to wait.
Okay, okay, okay.
We could mix the start, sit, cut up a little bit, but I think we got to build to it. I think there's some other things that we need to talk about. You know, the Lions. That's my start for the week.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
It's going to be the Lions. Two playoff wins. First playoff win since the early 90s. Fun team. Fun team. Baker versus the Lions was an interesting game from a perspective of, I think that both teams ran out of juice. And I think that the Lions have had a great season. And I think that the Lions have overachieved. I think that winning two playoff games is an overachieving season for the Lions. I don't think it's going to continue. Let's just put it that way.
You know, I think the Lions even meeting expectations is an overachieving. I know that's not overachieving by the definition, but it is an overachievement. I agree with you. They do have the look. You know, if you ever played like any kind of youth sports where there's like a tournament, like a select league or whatever, and you getting to the final is like the biggest deal. And then you run into like the Monstars from Space Jam, and you're like, holy God, what adult allowed this to happen? Because it's just like an absolute defenestration. I don't know that it's going to be like that, but it does have the feeling of happy to be here. This is kind of it. And I know Dan Campbell's not thinking like that. I just don't think they're equipped to stop the Niners. And while I say that, there's a thought bubble over my head of like, but what about little baby Hans Brock? What if it rains a little bit and little Brock can't throw the ball? What about that?
I think little Brock, I think that he has a bad game and then he has a good game. And I think he just had his bad game. So
is it possible that he has no bad games or good games? He just has games. And the problem is the people around him, the friends he made along the way. The problem is like Kyle Shanahan had a bad game, or George Kittle had a bad game, or Debo Samuel got hurt. Maybe Brock is always Brock, little baby hands Brock. And like us assigning values like good or bad, that's our fault.
Is Brock Purdy like I'm starting the Lions, and kudos to them. We gave them the kudos. We're back to Brock. Is Brock like the manifestation of the game manager? He's like the next level of the 2024 game manager. Cause he's not just a game manager. He's not Trent Dilfer on that Super Bowl that, you know, everybody likes to point to.
Yeah.
And Brad Johnson in the Buccaneers Super Bowl that everybody likes to point to. He's better than that, but then he's kind of also worse than that. So it's like we've expanded the ceiling and the floor at the same time.
First of all, don't you ever talk about trick shot Brad like that to me again, because that's ridiculous. Get out of here. I think you might be right. I think he's, because there are some big throws he makes that you're like, whoa, that was a nice throw, where some people just can't, like, I'm not trying to be rude, Mitch Trubisky, he can't do some of those things.
I've sold all my stock. So,
and that's fine. That's fine.
I made some bad investments in Mitch. Okay. I'm here to officially announce that, but you don't have to apologize for any Mitch takes that you have.
I'm trying to over-communicate my condolences, you know.
I bring up Brock because of that higher ceiling but lower floor than a typical game manager, because Jared Goff has been, I think, playing a type of game that I'm impressed with.
Yeah.
But also I'm watching it and it's almost kind of like Baker too. Maybe that's why that game was fun to watch, because it's almost like I'm just ready for Jared to be out of steam. Does that make, like, I don't know.
Why are you ready for that? Why would you wish that? Why would you want that?
No, I don't wish it and I don't want it, but it seems like I don't know that Jared has another level to go to.
Ah, okay. I think you're exactly right on that. And I will say, I've been thinking that all season and he's proven me wrong. At the same time, he does throw like two or three pickable balls per game. And if you pick them, you win. If you don't, they kind of can get you there. I will say this for Jared in the pocket. He is like blissfully unaware of the pressure. And I don't
Cali
even
swag.
Yeah. Like I don't mean that in a rude way. He seems very ineffective. And as a guy who watched Tom Brady for a long time, if there was even like a wind in the backfield, he'd start like getting like a happy feet. But like there could be like a Mack truck driving through the backfield and he would just not even like adjust to it. And that might get him hurt eventually, but I think that's really helped them serve them. And I think Baker's the same way. I saw someone say, you can tell Baker likes to throw on rhythm because the longer he gets in the pocket, the weirder he gets. And I identify with that, but I thought the Bucs did a good job of keeping him pretty on time. And there was a two different sections in that game where it felt like he was red hot. Like Baker was like, you know, he's on fire kind of vibes. But the Bucs just couldn't capitalize.
So do we know why Peyton Manning was on the sideline for the Lions game? As like, that seemed like he did something with Jeff Daniels maybe, and then he stayed around for the game, but it was like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Peyton Manning, and the guy that's had the clap guy who's had tickets for 66 years. They were all chumming it up on the sideline together.
I can't think of anything other than the most obvious, which is Peyton's like, I'm Peyton Manning. When there's a cool game, I'm going to go and I'm going to be on the sideline. What are you going to do?
Wouldn't that be the Buffalo Bills game? Because his son likes Josh Allen so much? He probably private jetted it over to that game afterwards.
He probably did. Is there a chance that Peyton's like, I don't want to compete with Taylor Swift. I am Taylor Swift in football. You know, I don't know. Some competition. I'm going to start. This is going to be a little departure, and I hesitated doing this, but I do feel like.
Go off, Kings.
Look, Ohio State is kind of getting wild here. And this is really, I want to bring this to you. I want to bring this to the listeners. Honestly, I want to bring this to Andre later in our text thread. Is Ohio State, do we know for a fact? Well, first of all, let me go backwards. If you could put money on the Packers and the Lions as the Thursday night football game next year, would you do that right now?
To open the season?
Yeah.
I think it gets to be the Super Bowl winning team, but maybe like week two.
Maybe. Okay. It's the Monday night or the Sunday night game. Fact.
Yes. In fact.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Detroit hosts week one. Detroit hosts the Sunday or the Monday night game.
I think that has to happen. But in addition to that, do we just know right now it's going to be Ohio State and Georgia in the national championship next year? Like that's just a fact. We don't know that.
Because Ohio State is winning the offseason. That's what they're doing right now.
Okay. Is that what this is? Because I want to bring this to you guys and I want to be like, someone calm me down, because Ohio State, I like to measure vibes, right? I like to measure momentum. This burned me this year because I thought Ohio State would be humiliated after losing so consecutively to Michigan that they would change something. They did not. I do think in the offseason, they are tempting a atmosphere culture shift. They have a lot of guys coming back. I think Emeka Buka, Travion's coming back. JT, last name, can't pronounce it, is coming back. Another dude on the offensive line. They got Bill O'Brien.
That's the change.
Is that bad?
So you just went from saying you thought they were going to change something and they didn't, but they did.
That's what I'm saying. They are changing now, right? I thought they had already done it. They have not.
Okay, gotcha.
They also pilfered Caleb Downs from Alabama, Julian Sayin, which is the weirdest last name I've ever seen, to be honest with you. How am I supposed to pronounce that? You're baiting me right now. They got Quinshon from Ole Miss, one of Alabama's offensive linemen who can't snap, but just don't let him snap. And there you go. They got Will Howard from Kansas State and another dude. But I think the question I have is this just winning the offseason, or do you think this is a legit Ohio State team going into next year?
It is a legit team going into next year.
Can it be both?
And if Harbaugh comes back, that's wild, right? Like,
yeah.
The fact that he's not announcing and the transfer portal is still happening, I don't know how they're keeping it. Like, I've not seen any Jim Harbaugh has to be true to these kids. And I don't even mean like not go to the pros, but just make a decision.
Yeah.
Like, this is getting crazy on how long this is going on. Like last year was just a flirt with the Vikings for Harbaugh. And now Ohio State is doing all these crazy winning the offseason stuff. And then Jim Harbaugh is not announcing where he will be coaching next year. That's crazy.
It's a good point I hadn't really thought of. And I don't think anyone else is really saying.
Kudos
to
me.
Very kudos to you. He's stuck him in neutral because it's like, whose hands on the wheel? Is it Sherrone Moore who's probably going to succeed him, or is it Jim Harbaugh? And if it is, like, why isn't he doing more? I did see it feels like it's circling in on, I'm going to call them the San Diego Chargers. I know they're not, but they are. And I think, did you see they offered $18 million a year? Like for a few
what?
Years? And Michigan, I don't think they.
The cheap Chargers?
Yeah. They want everybody to know they're serious. The coaching hijinks going on where Belichick's rumored to the Falcons, but the executives are trying to like form a coup and not allow Belichick because they know they'll get fired. That's interesting. I know this was about Ohio State, but I don't really know that there's much to say. I did want to, in a roundabout way, ask. Well, I'll save it for the Buffalo conversation. All that said, is Will Howard better than Kyle McCord at quarterback for Ohio State?
Yes.
You seem very convicted about that. I don't know that.
Think
I
about this.
I am
very convicted. Just on paper, okay. Will Howard had a good season and went from Kansas State to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle McCord did not have a good season and went to the team that had the easiest schedule on the planet in Syracuse.
That's right.
So that right there says that one is trending uphill. Like, follow me for investment tips, not a financial advisor. One is going uphill and one is going downhill. So which one do you want to attach your yes or no to of being better?
Here's the deal. This is a principal issue for me because my rule has always been do not trust quarterbacks with two first names. Not in the SEC. It's allowed in the SEC, but this is not the SEC. So I don't know what to do here because Will and Howard, Those are two first names, you know.
Are you saying Saiyan is better?
Oh, God. Did you just do that for the joke? And if so, that's okay.
Yes.
Did I know he was alive until last week? No, I didn't. I didn't know anything about him, but I'm revved up by the transfer portal, so whatever. Okay, what are you sitting this week?
All right, it's time. I'm sitting the Buffalo Bills, and it's not the most devastating loss. I've not been a Bills fan for 20, 40, 50, 60 years. I've been a Buffalo Bills fan for 3 years. It's okay. However, it's like you knew they were going to lose.
Yeah.
But then they played really, really hard.
Yeah.
And -2.5 was like, this makes sense. And they were going back and forth of being down 4, up 3, like that sort of a thing. So you're like, it's right here. It's all right here. So this is like fandom and gambling in the same mix. Mm. And then they would go down. I would put a little live money on them at plus. You know, and it was just like the game. Josh had no turnovers, almost had a fumble. Have you ever seen the penalty batting out of bounds? Or
I almost texted y'all that, but I felt stupid because I just didn't know that was a penalty. I had no idea. I thought it was a smart play.
My little guy was asking me, like, is this real, Dad? Is this happening? But when that happened, I had no idea what was happening. Why would you not try to bat? How do you measure intention versus not intention when there's a call called batting the ball out of bounds? That's exactly what you would do in that situation.
I do love, for people who didn't watch, I love how you are describing this, like your son coming to you in tears. Dad! Yeah. And it was like an inessential
first
play.
He was about to fall asleep, and then he saw that play, and he just had nightmares. We had to keep him up all night.
God, Buffalo, what are you doing to these kids? It's ridiculous. At what point did you come into thinking they're going to lose?
Honestly, I thought this was going to be their best chance, and I'm going to spoil my cut a little bit early because it directly ties in, because I don't want to get ahead of your sit and your cut, but I think that doing this now makes the most sense. I'm cutting Patrick Mahomes. He's officially an enemy now. He's too good.
It's fight on site with Dabo and Patrick Mahomes now?
Yes.
Okay. I have to join you.
I got to tell you, he's incredible.
Yeah.
Then the quarterback show came out, and everybody was like, I don't think we like him or Brittany. I just didn't like Brittany. I thought it was a pretty good look for him.
Yeah.
Not overall. There were some situations maybe that he could have done something a little bit different. He's too good. This is not fun. It's not fair. I'm being facetious in both those things. He is so freaking good that I am putting him on the sports hate list.
Okay.
Josh Allen is officially John Elway. Like, can do so much. Does too much. Josh Allen will win a Super Bowl. It might not be for 10 years. Like it might be with the San Diego Chargers when they move back to San Diego. Josh is on his third team. I'm sorry to say all of this, but it's true. And then Josh goes there and wins the Super Bowl. Like that might be what happens. But Josh Allen is officially John Elway. I'm in love with the same person again.
It's so funny you said this because driving up, you know, doing the school commute, I was trying to think, what do I want to talk about today in the episode? And I thought, I came to the conclusion that you love Josh Allen because he is 2.0 John Elway. And I didn't know if you knew that yet because I just figured that out.
I mean, we've talked about it before. He plays like him, you know, especially like people don't remember that John Elway, he was like Steve Young was an awesome runner. John Elway was a bruising type runner early on in his career, but then also had a laser rocket arm. And Josh Allen playing the way that he plays as hard as he does. There was a couple hits I definitely got real nervous about.
Yeah.
But when it came down to it, Patrick Mahomes is just too good. I will never say I hate or sports hate Andy Reid. That guy is a freaking legend. But I'm turning on Patrick Mahomes. I don't want any part of this anymore. It's not fun for everybody else.
Do you know? Okay, a couple things. I think the reason I didn't love him on the quarterback show was because it felt like it was he was like in the first act of the Zach Moore, Zach Attack episode before he comes back around, you know, it felt like he was ready to like split from the band and like just be all about himself. Why is Andy Reid the legend? Why is he the GOAT? Why is he awesome? He's a great coach. You know, his like record off bye weeks, obviously great. I think when it's all said and done, he'll have the wins record weirdly over Belichick and Shula. I think it's because of the State Farm commercials where he asks Jake and Patrick to explain bundles. And he says, "This time use the Nuggies." That's just goat stuff, man.
And the one where they're in the office, and then you know the camera is filming him, obviously, and then he giggles at the end, and they leave it in. He's the best.
The one on the plane where he's drawing mustaches on people, I think. He's like, we got to find who the person doing this is. I love the guy. He's good stuff, man.
I love him.
I think this, to me, no one can make any broad declarations about Josh from this game because he played above reproach. He was awesome. I guess his last touchdown to Shakir or whatever in the corner, that's one of the best plays, like one of the best throws I've seen this year. He was incredible. The Bills were going to lose this game. They were just too depleted on defense. And people wanted to reframe the conversation about like, this is finally it. If Josh Allen doesn't do it, then he'll never do it. You can't throw out pasted together defense against Patrick Mahomes. You just can't do it. He's just going to kill you. And he did. He killed them all night. So I don't put that on Josh. I think I'm willing to offer you, I think I've gotten to the point where I want to become a Josh Allen guy. You know, I've watched the whole season.
After this?
I've watched the whole season and I've messed with you. I think I texted you, if Josh loses, should he retire? You know, just like needling
you think
you, a
you texted
bit.
Me that?
No.
You think you texted me that yesterday?
I definitely remember someone talking about texting that. I don't know if I actually did, but I think I like the way he handles his business. I like the way he doesn't. Do you know how hard he probably wants to throw Stephon Diggs under the bus? Probably very, very hard. But he doesn't. He has their back. I think he seems like a really good dude. And I want to, you know, Joe Burrow, I still love Joe Burrow, but Joe's been gone, you know? And Joe, when you're gone, like, what do you expect is going to happen?
How fast are you going to flip when Joe Burrow has a good game next season?
No, I think part of it is like getting to do this with you. And getting to like have the experience.
Okay.
You know?
And then when it gets even worse next year, I'm going to be to blame. What are we doing here? Is this sincere?
You're not going to be to blame. If anything, I'll be the one to blame. But I think if he wins.
I get my own meat shield.
You get a meat shield. But if he wins, I'm kind of the one. I did it.
Okay. You know what I mean?
We're talking end game now, right? It's me. You're welcome. You owe me essentially, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know, man. Do you think, I'm sure they won't replace Sean McDermott.
Right? I'm not sure.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I'm not sure either. And
okay. What a flip.
I know. I was just thinking about it. I was like, that's stupid. That's like sports talk radio stuff. Kind of like replacing Nick Sirianni. That's unreasonable to replace him, even though I wanted it, right?
No, there's something wrong with the Eagles. Sirianni getting replaced, I don't think it's just sports talk radio. Replacing Sean McDermott is sports talk radio because the defense was so depleted.
Yep.
The kick was wide right. And you look at a couple of the other things that happened in the game. The fake punt, that's what the call was in that situation. Damar Hamlin, you know.
Honestly, I didn't mind it.
It didn't end up like ruining the entire game and then the fumble out of the end zone, you know, like kind of negated it or whatever. It's like this situation of if he can take one step up and Josh can take one step up, I'm just afraid that these steps are very, very small and it's going to take 6-7 years for them to have any chance to go against the Chiefs and specifically enemy number one, Patrick Mahomes, because I think that I don't wish injuries, but unless Patrick Mahomes is out for a season, I don't think any of these people are getting to the AFC Championship game with Patrick Mahomes not there. 6 seasons as a starter, 6 times in the AFC Championship game. That is insanity.
It truly is. The only case I can make is like, we have a window. We got to shake it up now. Bill Belichick's available. Mike Vrabel's available. Jim Harbaugh's available. Should we pounce? The stuff about Bill Belichick, did you see Philadelphia and Dallas reached out? And he said, I'm not interested in big market media. So no, for those reasons, which I thought was fascinating.
I did not see that. And that is very interesting because he doesn't do media. It doesn't matter what markets he's
in. Didn't think New England was big market media. I guess it's Boston. Yeah. So, but still. But is it one of those things where it's like, this isn't reasonable, but we're in unreasonable times and unreasonable good coaches are available? Or do you look at it and you're like, hey, I think we were too injured. And maybe we need to get Josh a couple guys, you know, maybe we need to be able to stop the run and stuff like that.
I think that's what ends up happening is it's like justification of this year. And then next year is, you know, get to the AFC Championship or you're out for Sean McDermott. I think that's like the ultimatum that has to be put down.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, I won't get things for them. And part of me wishes they would take a bold chance and hire.
You can only
coach.
Take a bold chance if you're guaranteeing to get like Vrabel. That is not a guarantee at coach, by the way. Mm. Or you're getting Harbaugh, which I think is the closest thing that they could get that is a guarantee at coach. I don't think they're getting Belichick. I don't think there's a world in which Belichick wants to play against the Patriots twice a season.
Just because of the drama.
I think that's actually true.
That's actually true. I do think there's a gentleman's agreement of like, hey, I'm going to let you out. I'm not going to ask for compensation. But in return, you can't go Jets. You can't go Dolphins. You wouldn't because Mike McDaniel's, you know, a messiah. And you can't go Bills for any reason. Oh, you had a Mike McDaniel? Is that
no,
what you're doing
but
right now? Oh.
He's not a messiah. Like, very, very good offensive coach.
Let the record show. Jason's a doubter. Interesting. I'm going to sit. So I'll double up here. I'm going to sit Jason Kelce. Because
don't
I did this whole
this.
Thing.
That was fun.
Last, was it?
Yes, was it? That was fun.
I'm asking. My hands are up. I'm asking. Okay.
The man jumped out of a window with no shirt on. That's okay. Just cool.
I understand. I did this whole thing last week on the podcast, and I was like,
"You didn't see the other footage. This is gonna.
Oh,
bite
good.
You quickly.
Okay. This will be context for me. I was like, good job. You retired. You didn't do the whole victory lap. You're not an attention seeker. You're not look at me. You don't need the camera on you. You know, I know you have a podcast. I've got a podcast, so I can't really like cut you on that. But it's like, I was cool with him. And then it felt like he went to this playoff game that's about Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Taylor Swift. And he was like, I need to get the nips out and make this about me for a little bit.
Did you see him holding up the kids and taking selfies with them?
No, I didn't.
And one of the kids had a Taylor Swift sign, and he like held up the kid and like took her over to the open window and like made sure that Taylor saw the little kid's Taylor Swift sign. Did you see that?
It just felt a little bit like proposing to your girlfriend at someone's wedding. You know, that's just my take. I just felt
that happened in my friend group, by the way. But permission was granted.
Still, yeah, okay, maybe it was granted. You can't ask. Okay, you can't.
It's the day after the
wedding.
It was the morning after the wedding. Does that count?
No, just give it a buffer. Why does it have to be? Why are you doubling up? Why are you layering? It's
Listen,
insane.
Kylie Kelce was happy that he was doing it and going crazy and getting some of his energy out before she has to deal with him for the rest of the offseason.
Yeah.
So if Kylie's happy, I'm happy. That's the rule I live by. That is the power person in the entire, besides Donna, in the entire Kelce realm.
I can't tell, and I'm asking, I can't tell if it's like, I'm just a good time.
Yes.
All everywhere I go, or I've kind of secretly addicted to attention and I need it.
No, it's not. He's awesome. If he's not awesome, then Patrick Mahomes is not the greatest quarterback of all time.
He's not the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't know why you'd say that.
Every day we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Speaking of needing attention, I also want to sit my gambling streak right now because...
Oh, brother, baby, you and me both.
I'm sorry. I'm red hot. Are you red hot right now?
Oh, you're red hot?
Buddy, I hit five parlays.
Yeah, pal.
A four leg, an eight leg, a three leg, and a four leg. Daddy's swimming in cash. Don't know what to do with it all. Now, are we going to talk about last week? No, we're not here to talk about last week.
That was then.
This
is now.
Yeah.
You don't have the balance that you had last week. That's a
exactly
fact.
Very different balance. I think the only one I won was a push on the Rams Lions, but we're counting that as a win. This week it flipped.
Quotes.
You know, so whatever. I just I'm worried I'm going to make some really bad decisions. You know, do you have any advice for me right now?
Does this lead into your cut?
No, I just want to sit that because like I don't know what to do.
Well. Roll it into your cut because that might be the decision to make right there.
Oh, okay. The thing I wanted to cut was, I gotta be honest with you. I feel like you're more tech savvy than I am. You're more tech aware than I am. I didn't realize the Apple Vision Pro headsets were like fruitioned. I thought this was still like, you know, eventually we're flying cars, but like Apple did a whole demo and I watched the demo and I was like, oh, these things are happening. I think my question is, and I'm ignorant, so maybe you can correct me. This feels like a great idea on paper, But in actuality, who's going to do this on like a recurring basis? Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree. Well, we will see. I mean, there are meetings happening in VR. There are a bunch of use cases for augmented reality and virtual reality. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you already.
No. I was just thinking about the augmented reality Apple Vision Pro like persona that like comes up when you're in, like, if I'm in a meeting with you and I have my Apple Vision Pro headset on, it's me, but it's not. And that was horrifying watching that person talk to the guy, the demonstrator.
Oh, you've not seen this. Like, you can have avatars. Like, when COVID was happening, and like Accenture or one of those big type consulting companies, they like sent out I think it's Oculus, but I could be mistaken. They sent out virtual reality headsets to a ton of people, and everybody was making these avatars. And this was going to be like Second Life. But this is like what the metaverse was, is you were going to live as an avatar in this thing. And then, I mean, Facebook renamed to Meta, and now maybe not so much. This is augmented reality, where it's like, yeah, you have your person in that meeting, but you're also going to be able to do stuff, hand gestures, eye gestures, et cetera.
Yeah. Did you watch the video the Apple released? Uh-huh. It's the one where like he's taking Zoom calls and one's like a real lady and one's like a real lady, but not a real lady, kind of. That's what terrified me. I don't want to get in a world where people are having to take meetings with me and it's like augmented Knox, because that's not a world anybody needs to live in.
I understand. I'm just telling you that world already exists before this gets released on February 2nd.
I don't know what to do with that information, because I hear you and I trust you, but I can't believe it, you know?
But these look pretty freaking awesome. Now, are you up to $3,500 in winnings? Because that's what you're going to need to bring home a set of these.
Did you say $35,000 or $3,500? Because the answer is yes on both, by the way. I'm kidding. I wish.
When was the last time that we mentioned that you bought an island in Hawaii?
A couple years ago, you know.
By the way, I was listening
to taxes. Taxes are tough on that one.
I was listening to a podcast. I don't remember which one it was. Otherwise, I'd shout it out because I listen to a lot of them. You know, Larry Ellison, Oracle.
Yeah.
Yeah. His son owns one of the Hawaiian islands. I mean, we've done jokes about Hawaiian islands. Like, somebody in the Ellison family actually owns one of the islands of Hawaii. That's
like a cool island, or like, you know,
no clue. Could be the big one. Could be the little one. Don't know.
Honestly, I wouldn't care. If I could buy a non-cool Hawaiian island, I'd still buy it.
You own one of the islands of a state in the United States? That's awesome.
I'm not sure. Like, that's probably like super ethical and cool. Like, for the natives, they're probably not like thrilled about it. You know what I mean?
What if you brought them like a Starbucks and a McDonald's?
I don't know if that's better. I don't know that they're like, oh, great. Awesome. Corporate monoliths. That's what we want here. I don't know what to do with this money. I don't know. I know I'm going to make a bad decision. I asked you guys if we were triple digit betting Ravens Niners money lines. Didn't wait for you to answer. Went ahead and placed the bet. I feel like I need to lock myself out of my account.
Lead from the front. You know, I appreciate that about you.
That's true. People say I do that all the time.
So that's great to hear, because I had two bets that, other than the Bills probably not making it to the Super Bowl, were going to pay really well. I had the 49ers. So this is one bet. 49ers beat the Bills in the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. And then I had the Bills beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. And I placed that before the season started. And so those were about to give me some real nice cash out options going into next weekend. And they're both just dead. I do have a Lions Super Bowl winning future. $10 to win like 170.
Yeah.
I'm only out of cash out of about $15 right now.
I think I take it.
So am I riding the Lions? Am I riding? Yeah. I mean, I know I should take it, but wouldn't it be more exciting to not take it and then ride the Lions? Because what if it happens?
What if you take that 15 and then put it on a Ravens Niners Super Bowl? You know, I just.
Let me be very clear about this. And you can write this down. You can tattoo this on my forehead. You can write it down in our spreadsheet, whatever you want to do. I'm never betting against Patrick Mahomes again. I don't care if his entire team is hurt and they're playing the Bills next season in the regular season or the playoffs. I'm never betting against Patrick Mahomes again. It is not fun.
Look, I bet with him. A lot of my teases parlays were built around like the Chiefs getting like 9.5 points. Because I was just like, there's no world in which the Chiefs get beat by like more than 6.5. I did lose a lot of money. Some would say all of my money, except for 33 cents, betting against Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl last year. I'm going to go ahead and do it again next week. But honestly, trusting the Ravens, it scares
me. It's all a trap. If you bet against Patrick Mahomes, that's a trap. If you bet against this Ravens team, that's a trap.
Did they
look the best of the weekend? Honestly, did they look
not in the first best? Half, but in the second half, they looked elite.
A total game.
They look healthy. I think Lamar is just a game changer. I think the Chiefs are going to have a hard time with him. I will say this. You were mentioning, you know, Josh Allen, like, what's the window of opportunity? It does feel like this is the Chiefs on not just all Madden, but Super All Madden. And it's like, at a certain point, they have to be able to, like, get... honestly, I think the best thing that can happen for the rest of the league is the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl and barely lose. Because if the Chiefs get killed next week, they're going to do, like, a Patriots 2007 deal where it's like, we couldn't move the ball. We didn't have receivers we could trust. Let's get Wes Walker. Let's get Randy Moss. Let's just, like,
what you're saying. I was wondering where you're going there, but now, yeah, they're... don't piss them off, they'll double down type of situation.
Exactly. It's almost like Kevin Durant barely losing to the Warriors was the worst thing that happened because it gave him permission to go to the Warriors. I worry that that could happen. Regardless, whatever happens next year, if the Chiefs don't go into the season with significant upgrades over what they have at receiver, and I'm like, I don't understand. I think people would take a discount. Like, I think DeAndre Hopkins, if I'm him, I would take a discount to play at Patrick Mahomes. Because, yeah, like,
but,
if
but he's also, they need a prime guy. Like,
they do.
I get what you're saying, and that's sure hands, and that's why you picked D-Hop. I get that. They need DJ Moore. They need Tyreek Hill back. They need that. That is the piece that just completely changed Travis's abilities, everything. And I like Pacheco a lot, but he's not that equivalent.
No, he's not. But if you got to build the whole plan out of him, not going to work. But if he's a compliment to, we go like four wide every play, and now, like, I get to cook in some space, I think he's devastating. So I think I don't know.
I like Rice. I like Rice. So I can see what you're saying. If you had another sure hands, then that would open up Rice as well.
Scantling, get him out of here. Hardman, get him out of here. Tony, get him out of here. We'll wrap up.
That's when I should have known to stop putting money on the Bills, is when they faked a Kadarius Tony injury so that he wasn't in the game.
I mean, it's smart coaching, but why'd you have him out there in the first place? Are you someone who gets upset that if a team fumbles through the end zone, it's a touchback and change of possession?
I'm not. That one was super close. It was called down on the field. I was very surprised that they overturned it.
I was too. I do think the league and the officials should acknowledge that, like, normally it's like, what's the video say? But if it's a tie, it goes to the more dramatic option. And the more dramatic option was the Chiefs losing.
Okay,
possession.
I like that. What flips everyone out the most? And it'd be overturning this. Now, if you fumble on the 1 yard line and it goes forward and it goes out of bounds through the end zone, we're just going to give it back to you on the one.
What else are they supposed to do?
What else
you
are
they get
supposed
it
to
again? I think the stakes are higher, so the penalties are higher. You know what
All
I mean?
All right, while we're ranting, can I tell you about this?
Please.
At the first down marker, they now have these pylons, orange pylons with a handle on top.
Yeah.
That has a camera.
Love it.
You can see a giant black dot on the ones that are at the first down yard line.
That's right.
The ones at the goal line have smaller cameras. Put the giant cameras on the goal line ones.
That would make more sense.
What they were doing is they were carrying if it was like and goal to go, they would carry the first down one and then just put it next to the pylon. Like, I'm sorry, invest $20 million so that every team has four pylons that have 17,000K. And that's not 17K. I'm saying 17,000K.
Uh-huh.
Video abilities. I want microphones on these things. I want directional mics. Like, Mark Rober makes a package that he puts on the front porch. Somebody steals it. He tracks everything, fart spray, glitter, everything. And the NFL can't figure out how to have 17 cameras in these things.
Look,
to carry the first down one that has a handle. By the way, I really want one of these. I just think having a pylon and then just placing it around the house and just letting people know this is the angle that I'm watching now.
I mean, you could just do like a stuffed animal spy camera.
It's not as fun. I want it to be blatantly orange, it is with a
that makes sense.
With a camera that's not hidden. The one on the goal line, the cameras are kind of hidden. The first down one, it's pretty blatant that there is a camera angled straight this direction.
Why not just have a camera like at every like 10 yard line, like 10, 20, like have a camera so you don't have to pick them up and walk them. That's insane. Have a camera on the whole sideline. You know, I don't know why we're not doing that.
Nope. You know what? We've invented it now. You know that thing that Brian Kelly, like the camera that goes around you that takes the pictures,
uh-huh.
and you just stand there? on all of the, just outfit the entire field.
Yeah.
Right on when you go out of bounds with camera that is just shooting around the entire field constantly.
I love it. I don't understand why we're not doing that.
Do you remember when CBS used to have like that Eagle Eye Vision or something where it would like make the game 3D and then you could like zoom in through people?
Yeah. I never wanted to do that. That was horrifying to me, but
that's,
I like the
so
option.
Horrifying. Let's just one step up on that. That's all I'm saying.
I just, if the NFL is going to launch this like NFL Plus or whatever, and like make you watch games through it, which I don't know what they're doing. Cause I feel like that's, I mean, I know like you have network deals and rights and everything, but I think the way you start that, the way you launch that is you say, you know, $5 a month, you watch the games or whatever for, $15 a month, you get access to all the microphones, not unedited. You know what I mean? And to make it to where you can't reshare, you know, like Netflix does, like you can't like share Netflix, you know, like a clip on.
Why are you
going
to say that?
Media?
We don't have that. We were paying 15, not 20. We don't have to add that.
I don't want people to get it for free on social media and be like, can you believe someone said this on the sideline?
Oh, it's like, you know, MLB when they were freaking out about sharing anything ever and that worked against them. But this is
only paying subscribers get it. But like you get the raw like access sideline footage. Like, come on.
Let's put cameras in the ball. Let's put microphones in the ball and then charge extra for it.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. It would be a lot of editing because you'd have to like edit out all the like, you know,
and the video would be like, oh,
I don't know. Work in progress. No bad ideas. You know, this is how innovation happens. Okay. That's going to do it for Starseed Cut. As always, we thank you for listening. We thank you for being a member of our subscriber feed. And we will see you later this week with a more regular episode. As always, I'm Nox, he's Jason. See you next time.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you're ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.